This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, this is Bing Crosby. Right in through here, we're going to borrow Miss Carol Richards from Brother Bob's program to join in singing the seasonal selection, Silver Bells. I believe we start together, eh, Carol?
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Ting-a-ling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasure. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells.
The corner Santa Claus,
silver bells,
is busy now because it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
It fills the winter air.
Hear them ring.
You hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks,
silver bells,
busy sidewalks, dressed silver in holiday
bells.
In the air,
it's
there's a feeling of Christmas. Children
ring-a-ling,
laughing, people passing,
hear them
smile
ring
after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
I read a book the other day that I think you folks might enjoy. At least those of you who watch the bouts on TV. I guess that's ladies as well as gents nowadays. It's called Joe Williams' TV Boxing Book. And for my dough, it's got more interesting information about boxing than any book I've ever run across. Of course, I might warn you, there is one drawback. There's a foreword by Bob Hope, which has probably driven the price of the book way, way down. You can skip the foreword because really, Hope is no literary character, but he did start out as a boxer. That's true, he did. Packy East was his name around Cleveland, Euclid Avenue. Matter of fact, he got so softened up that about the only career left open to him was comedy. It was either that or accept several months booking in the Cleveland booby hatch. But getting back to the book now, the author, Joe Williams, he's a syndicated sports writer for the New York World Telegram and Sun. In fact, I think he's the sports editor. Joe's produced a modern almanac replete with facts and written with the color and the sparkle of Damon Runyon. Williams' descriptions of fainting Phil Scott or foul-proof Taylor or dumb Dan Morgan. Well, he makes these characters who ringed them as real today as a jab on the kisser. But don't get the idea that Williams' book is just a collection of amusing stories of Fistiana. Oh, not a bit of it. The book is a complete and definitive study of the past and present of the squared circle, with special emphasis on the effect television has had on the manly art. One of the most amusing quotes in the book is referee Arthur Donovan's observation on the merits of watching a fight in person or on TV. Says Arthur, there is absolutely no comparison, whatever, between a real fight and a TV fight. It's as different as watching a dame get kissed in the movies or kissing you yourself. Arthur sold me. Williams' book does service to sports fans all over the country. His searching and analytical reporting provides answers for questions which have been bothering fight followers for years. He points out that frequently TV viewers are outraged by what they think are hometown decisions on TV, while on the spot arena spectators seem to be perfectly satisfied with the results. Now, from his study of the subject, Williams feels that the TV screen cannot be completely trusted. Too many blind spots in that medium, Joe feels. Discussing the aficionados of boxing, Joe examines officiating from bare-knuckle days to the present. Writing about hand-picked referees, the author quotes Sam Langford. You remember hearing about Sam, the great Negro fighter? Sam says, while holding up a fist, I carry my own referee. Now, there are chapters on just about everything that has to do with boxing. Revelations on the influence of rackets and racketeers on the fight game. Scientific measurements of Marciano's pile-driving pokes and so forth and so on, including an essay on the zillion-dollar fight fan. I recommend this book, I really do, wholeheartedly, without any equivocation, to one and all, boxing fan or no, is an interesting and an informative work. Come to think of it, I even enjoyed Hope's foreword. Now, if Buddy Cole just put down Joe Williams' TV boxing book for a moment, we'll get on with a little music here. Now it's time to count our blessings. From the Paramount picture, White Christmas, of course.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. About a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
That's it for now. Shall we meet again, same time, same place, tomorrow night? Good night, and thanks very much.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight. I could get so romantic tonight.
Be sure to tune in again tomorrow night to Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole and his group. Transcribed from Hollywood.
What are some of the problems a policeman faces? How does your FBI operate? You can find some of the answers to those questions tomorrow night when you listen to 21st Precinct and the FBI in Peace and War on CBS Radio. 21st Precinct is the dramatic and absorbing story of what actually happens in the life of a policeman trying to curb crime in the world's largest city. And tomorrow night, your FBI in Peace and War has a story called The Collector, an expose of a lone racketeer. Don't miss these exciting shows tomorrow night over most of these stations. Hear Suspense, radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Thursday nights on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.